Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Tomorrow it'll be me and Pomp reunited, Pomp and I should say, for the Pomp and Joe show. We'll be talking tons and tons of Steelers. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models. Up to 60 months through January 3rd, credit running through GM Financial. High of 56, 70% chance of rain. All right, a couple loose ends to tie up before we hand over to the PM guys. Tom Brady yesterday, what did we all think of his call? I think he's gotten really good in certain aspects. He seems more comfortable. I don't doubt his passion. He's really good breaking down the game schematically. I thought he had some outstanding moments yesterday. He was great on the Bills-Rams game the week before, how McDermott butchered the timeout situation at the end of the game. But for a guy who took care of every little detail when he was a quarterback, he's missing the details, and that undermines the good work that he's doing. He's completely undermining himself by mispronouncing names all over the place. DeMonte Kazee and... He had the Steelers playing the Phillies at one point. He had David Akers as their kicker instead of Elliott. He needed to check the score multiple times. He's like, yeah, I mean, in this type of game, which is a, let me see the scoreboard over there. Yeah, two touchdown game. He did that multiple times. I was arguing with you and Donnie Football, and you guys were saying how bad he is. I think he's great at times, but in the end, I have to agree with you guys. When you don't do the easy stuff, it's like writing a great column, but spelling a bunch of words improperly and spelling a name wrong. You undermine it.
Everybody can have moments. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He was thrown out of the number one crew to replace Greg Olsen, who I think is incredible and probably doing the best job of anybody not named Collinsworth. I know that's probably a hot take. But my thing with
Collinsworth.
I think Collinsworth was very good. And I think Romo was very good at first. And it's kind of teetered off a little bit.
Do you agree that big picture, Brady's doing some very good things?
I think that there are definitely moments where Brady will make a breakdown, and he does a really good job with it. And he's gotten significantly better from the start of the year where he was bad. Like, Brady at the start of the year was not good. Like, I would give him a C overall for his performance. There are moments where I just feel like Brady is trying to be too complimentary. Like, he knows that his deal is being a part owner with the Raiders. He has to be so gung-ho positive. And I feel like that takes away from the broadcast. Like, give us some real analysis.
I think he does. I think he does give you that. He was critical of the Steelers at times yesterday. I think he's getting there with the criticism part and the big picture. But again, There's too many. Of course, you know, mispronouncing a name is not that big of a deal. But multiple times with all the other stuff, it's just not good. Then there's you patronizing me and insulting me when I asked before the segment, what time are we done? You said 50, like always you had to add in, which was an unbelievable shot to throw in there.
No, I said it kind of nonchalantly. I didn't mean it to be as a shot. That's typically the time when the show
like
ends.
Always
and we
is a shot.
The PM. Okay.
Like always is a shot, and then there's a budding feud between you and Donnie. Football is about to come in. You've taken some major shots at Donnie for his prediction. You were on the air here Friday.
Yes.
And insulted him.
Did you listen to my show?
No.
Then how do you know I insulted him?
Because Pony told me.
But how would Pony know? Did Pony listen to the whole entire thing that he told you? You listened to it secondhand. You got secondhand knowledge. You didn't go back and listen to hear what it was.
You insulted him on our text line the other day. You know you did. You've insulted Donnie, and he's going to come back at you. Where
is he? Donnie said that the Steelers are going to win the game, and I said, I don't understand how anybody could predict the Steelers to win this game. I said, Donnie is the only one.
You insulted him in our text conversation the other day, yesterday, took an immediate shot at him.
What was it?
I don't know. My phone's dead.
You can't even say it. You don't even know what it was.
Like always.
Like always.
Like always.
Yeah, Joe.
That hurt. And I'll tell you, Donnie's going to come back after you, I think. Thank you, Malzy.
Good to see you, Malzy.
Reunited with part-time Pomp tomorrow. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.